Short Lecture, Skill 4. Samuel Adupoku. Listen to part of a lecture in an education class and answer the question.
Recently, we discussed the research of Samuel Adupoku, an African-Canadian. He considered the curriculum in the average North American school under the perspective of regarding Africa as being the cradle of civilization. He discussed how North American education disadvantages students of African descent by not recognizing Africa as being the source of many discoveries and knowledge. He explained how North American writers incorrectly attribute many discoveries and early knowledge to European sources. Adupoku recommended the reorganization of some North American art courses to provide a multicultural viewpoint that acknowledges African discoveries and to encourage African children to learn the traditions of their African ancestors. In total, Adupoku's research helped to expose our assumptions as readers and show us where we are positioned. For North American readers, this relative position would be different from that of Asian readers, and both would be different from that of Adupoku. As a North American, I was made aware of my historical view relative to Great Britain and Europe. His writing made me aware of my position. Did any of you experience a shift in your viewpoint? Adupoku's research confronted me also with some of my assumptions. It certainly showed me how education can instill prejudicial attitudes that can mark learners for life and limit one's experience and views of others. I would like to think some more about this today. Specifically, I would like to examine other ways in which education is not an advantage.
Listen to part of the lecture again and answer the question.
As a North American, I was made aware of my historical view relative to Great Britain and Europe. His writing made me aware of my position. Did any of you experience a shift in your viewpoint?
Why does the professor say this?